Was On the Sunny Side of the Street by the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra on 88.5 KNKX.
And you are listening to the KNKX School of Jazz. Guest DJ George Fulton is taking over the 8 o'clock hour, and boy, oh boy, do we have a great hour of jazz heading your way. George is a 14-year-old saxophone player, recently departing Eckstein Middle School. He will be heading to Roosevelt High in the fall. And welcome to the show, George.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. Let's get to know one of the most promising young sax players in town. What do you remember your first experience to music? What were your parents playing when you were a kid? What did you hear growing up?
My dad was listening to a lot of, and playing a lot of Bruce Springsteen, Rolling Stones, Heart, just... Yeah, that kind of more rock, classic rock music, yeah.
Some classic rock with saxophone. Of course, Clarence Clemens played with Bruce Springsteen, and I believe the great Ernie Watts played sax with the Rolling Stones.
Wasn't aware of that.
Yeah,
cool.
There you go. So a little bit of horn mixed in. And you've got an older brother who is a trumpet player, and I guess he was the first to get into jazz?
Yeah. The only reason I got into jazz is because he made so many friends there, and now he's at Roosevelt, and he's doing all kinds of music, hip-hoppy, marching band. He's the drum major at Roosevelt. He's great, yeah.
Cool. Now, how did you get interested in the saxophone?
Well, I always wanted to play the saxophone because I thought it looked easier than the trumpet because he was always in pain, chops, and I couldn't play it, so I started on clarinet.
You weren't always a jazz fan. Do you remember the moment that changed your mind about jazz?
Well, I think probably when I switched to tenor at the end of sixth grade because I had the opportunity to play this solo on a kind of baby arrangement of Jaco Pastorius's The Chicken, and we played a song called Tastes Like Chicken, and had the opportunity to play a solo on that, and I just wanted to play something funky, and then I realized how much I loved that, and I thought I'd expand more on jazz.
Excellent. Now, one of your big tenor sax inspirations is John Coltrane. What is his appeal to you?
Well, he is what got me playing tenor, which is I love tenor saxophone most of all, and listening to Giant Steps for the first time, I just thought, I want to play that, and somebody said, that's tenor saxophone, and I thought, I got to do that.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ is George Fulton, a 14-year-old sax player who's heading off to Roosevelt High School in the fall, and we've got some John Coltrane up next.
Here's John Coltrane with Giant Steps on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. Evening Jazz on the new 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
That was The Flower is a Lovesome Thing by Duke Ellington, an arrangement by Ben Wendell from his album Simple Song on 88.5 KNKX.
Our School of Jazz guest DJ George Fulton is taking over the 8 o'clock hour on 88.5 tonight. He's a 14-year-old on his way to Roosevelt High School in the fall. Great to have you here, George. It's a wonderful arrangement from Ben Wendell. Where did you get hip to this young player?
Well, a great guy who goes to New England Conservatory, a Roosevelt graduate recently, Jesse Beckett Herbert, kind of turned me on to this guy. Ever since then, I've just been kind of, you know, perplexed by him and how talented he is, yeah.
George is truly one of the finer young sax players in town these days. Now, outside of school, George, you've played in some bands. Tell us about how you get a band put together.
Well, usually I start off with my friend, great friend, Henry Moore, who's a drummer, fantastic drummer at Roosevelt. And we did a funk thing for a while with some other people from Roosevelt and another of my friends from X-Dine. Now we're trying to start a big band is just sight read music, just sight read all different genres and great songs and also a more modern jazz.
Now, some of our School of Jazz friends, Belle Thompson, the trumpet player, was here with her group 5 o'clock Jazz recently. She's worked in the Jazz Ed program, of which you are also a part.
Yeah.
That seems like a wonderful way to get to meet great jazz players from different schools.
It's really fantastic. I was in a band with Darren Fall, who's Mount Lake Terrace, and that, you know, brought me into a whole nother group of people. Yeah.
Up next, we've got some fantastic modern jazz from trumpeter Roy Hargrove. How did you learn about Roy and the RH factor?
My brother had just learned to drive. He just got out of driving school and we were driving. He said, I got to pump up the tunes. And I said, all right. And he put on this song and I just loved this song. Yeah.
George Fulton, our School of Jazz guest DJ. You can find out more about our School of Jazz online at knkx.org.
All right, this is Crazy Race by the RH Factor on 88.5 KNKX.
Get up on this thing, the time is now. What you waiting for? It's time for you to get up and show the world what we have in store. Some people had to stand in line to get up in this place. Time is surely hot, pick up your guard in this crazy race. We about to get up on this thing, the time is now. What you waiting for? It's time for you to get up and show the world what we have in store. Some people had to stand in line to get up in this place. Time is surely hot, pick up your guard in this crazy race. Thank you.
You're listening to the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR News.
Thank you.
That was Spring Song by Pete McGinnis from his album First Flight on 88.5 KNKX.
You're enjoying George Fulton's Hour of Jazz, our School of Jazz guest DJ. George is 14. He's a tenor sax player who's on his way to Roosevelt High School. Now, George, not only a performer, but also writing music. Tell me about your early attempts at writing.
Usually not much past four bars in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of just licks and ideas that I'd keep in a binder. I'd promise this kid, Jesse Beckett Herbert, I'd send him for his birthday my binder of licks, as I call it.
Mm-hmm.
Just all these little four-bar, two-bar ideas that I've amalgamated and just don't know how to develop.
There's a lot of rules about how you're supposed to write music, and then again, there are no rules. Now, George also got a chance to come by the KNKX studios recently for a studio session we had with a young player his age, around 14-year-old pianist Joey Alexander, and you got to play with him after the session.
It was great. I kind of felt like at parts that he may have just been thinking, this kid, I can do my own thing. He doesn't know what he's doing. But it was a really great experience. It was a lot of fun, yeah.
And after that, I saw you guys off in the corner. What were you talking about?
You know, just jazz, you know, something we both have a really shared love and interest over. You know, me just saying, yeah, I really love this guy, and Joey saying, yeah, he's really fun to play with, and just going through all those names and thinking, you are quite the fellow.
And you've chosen for our next tune a Joey Alexander song from his most recent record, his second album, Countdown. What do you like about this one, Sunday Waltz?
I've always liked a nice jazz waltz. I really love those progressions, you know, major, diminished, minor, diminished. That's kind of, I add that in everything almost. This is Sunday Waltz by Joey Alexander from his recent album, Countdown. Thank you.
Listening to the new 88.5 KNKX, your connection to jazz, blues, and NPR news.
Thank you.
That was On Green Dolphin Street, an arrangement by Vince Guaraldi from his album In Person.
You are connected to Evening Jazz on 88.5 KNKX and our School of Jazz guest DJ, George Fulton. Just finished up at Eckstein Middle School, and he's headed to Roosevelt next year. We were just talking about going to see Jacob Zimmerman, and you said he had given you some tips on clarinet when you were just starting. And I wonder if there's any other tips that you've gotten from your educators that you really take to heart.
Well, I can't remember who gave me this, but I think I was at a live performance and I asked somebody this question and they said, just kind of do it. And that doesn't seem like a very helpful piece of advice, but it's something that's actually helped me a lot. You know, just thinking I'm stuck and I just think I just have to do it. And that sometimes helped me, which is great.
That's pretty good advice in life, too, I think. I think you're going to make a fantastic professional musician. Is that where you're headed?
That's where I'd like to be headed. My parents are, of course, a little bit, you know, skeptical and say, well, what else are you going to major in?
Right.
But that's where I'd like to be headed.
George, can't you be a doctor who also plays saxophone?
I'm not the biggest fan of that kind of thing. I'm a little bit squeamish, but I'm sure I could find something.
You decided, what better way to finish than with Duke Ellington? Tell us a little bit about this piece.
All right, this piece I actually heard for the first time at a clinic for the Essentially Ellington competition last year. It just swung so hard, and it's just a beautiful tune.
Thank you so much, George Fulton, our School of Jazz guest DJ. All the info on our School of Jazz online at knkx.org. Thanks again for being here, George.
Thank you for having me.
And our last song?
This is Magnolias Dripping with Molasses by Duke Ellington on 88.5 KNKX.